Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Incaviglia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Odibey McDowell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gino Petralli. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Buechel. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Incaviglia. Walker reaches second base with a double. There goes Baines trying to get to home. Incaviglia throws the ball in to Fletcher, who relays the ball to Petralli, who tags Baines, who came all the way from first, for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoff fires to first and picks off Calderon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Petralli for a passed ball. Guillen moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Petralli for a passed ball. Dillon moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Petralli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Dillon scores. Hewlett moves to third. Boston moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett scores. Boston moves to third. Royster moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Meredith now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odibey McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gino Petralli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petralli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Buechel reaches second base with a double. Petralli moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with long covering, for the out. Petralli scores. Buechel moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meredith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Incaviglia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Parrish moves to third. Gino Petralli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petralli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petralli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. McDowell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buechel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown races to the bag and beats Calderon for the out. There's the throw to first, and O'Brien drops the ball. Walker moves to third. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-2, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Rangers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson now playing shortstop. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buechel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Russell now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-3, White Sox. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Rangers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Porter now playing first base. Bob Brower now playing right field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Porter scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Incaviglia picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Incaviglia. Williams moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. Petralli drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carcoviche out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Gino Petralli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petralli is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Petralli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Petralli reaches second base with a double. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buechel takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petralli moves to third. Buechel moves to second. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petralli scores. Buechel moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 12-4, White Sox. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Incaviglia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower takes first base on ball 4. Buechel scores. Brown moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 12-5, White Sox. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Rangers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Incaviglia. Boston reaches second base with a double. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Porter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Boston moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. he's got 4 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 13-5, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-3 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gino Petralli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petralli is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Petralli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Buechel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buechel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buechel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petralli moves to second. Don Slott pinch hits for Jerry Brown. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petralli moves to third. Buechel moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Rangers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Jeff Kunkel now playing second base. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kunkel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-4 in the game. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-5, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 15, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Incaviglia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brower takes first base on ball 4. Incaviglia moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Incaviglia moves to third. Two outs. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 15, and Texas Rangers, 5. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.